your calls in just a sec, but let's bring in Andrew Johns for the Ram 1500 pickup at Each Utes for Breakfast. The eighth immortal on the line right now. G'day, Joey.
Hey, mate. How you going?
Good, mate. Good, good. You've been getting into the Olympics, all these gold medals to Australia, Joey?
Homeschooling, mate. Not the biggest things to look after. Kids with a lot of energy not doing their school work.
You haven't done what Gal's done, just put on dance music clips and let them dance in the lounge room, mate.
Oh, no, I wish.
What about the footy tonight? Roosters and Parramatta, probably one of the tougher games to tip this weekend.
Yeah, Roosters coming off three straight wins. I mean, considering the players they've got out, and they're still coming fifth, it's an amazing year for them. Look, I think they'll be pretty hard to beat tonight. Still there, Mitchell Moses, Parramatta. So look, I expect a high-scoring game, real open footy. But I think the Eels can get away with it, but I think it'll be a real tight one.
Peter Sterling was a bit critical of Parramatta's attack last week without Mitchell Moses. They can only improve, I would have thought.
Yeah, I think so. Look, Jake Arthur's there in the number seven. He's still learning his trade. So the combinations there have got to build. Look, they really, really miss Mitchell Moses. Everyone can see that. And they're a different team when he's in there. But, you know, I think there'll be a lot more ball movement tonight, hopefully.
Well, I've got you, Joey. Top of the table clash Saturday night with the Melbourne Storm taking on an injury-ravaged Penrith Panthers outfit. It's an early look to the grand final, but the Panthers missing quite a few troops, aren't they?
Well, you can't beat the Storm. Without your best players, there's no Toto, there's no Nathan Cleary, no Isaiah Yeo. Isaiah Yeo is so important for Penrith, the way they play. He's that link man in the middle. No Fisher Harris. So, look, Melbourne's going to win and win well, but it'll leave no scarring for Penrith. Look, for Penrith to get there this year, they need their top 17 on the field. I don't think they can win it without Nathan.
Oh, all right, mate. One last one. Gal and I were having a discussion during the week about Craig Bellamy off the back of the fact that he's hanging around at the Storm for 5 years. And I said he's up there with, you know, some of the better coaches that we've seen in rugby league history. And Gal said, no, Wayne Bennett, hands down. You've declared him today the GOAT, mate.
Oh, I think he's the best. I think without doubt he's the best. I think if you have a look at his record over 20 years, but not only that, look at the way he produces different players. He gets players on the scrap heap, especially front rowers. No one wants them. He gets them and turns them into premiership front rowers. They've changed the way they've played over the years. They've lost champion on champion. Other clubs lose champions and they struggle for years, but they just keep keeping on. Oh, I think without doubt he's the best. That's my opinion. And I'd say plenty of people would disagree, but that's what I think.
Well, you are an immortal, so I'll listen to you, mate, given what you've achieved in the game. Good on you, bud. I'll see you on the box tonight.
Okay, see you, mate.
See you, bud. Andrew Johns, eighth immortal and part of Nine's Wide World of Sports commentary team for that game tonight. Roosters and Parramatta.